Climac Podcast 978. Sure, so there's new stuff.
And welcome, everyone, to the MyMac.com podcast. So, yeah, the keynote for WWDC has come and gone. As a matter of fact, WWDC has come and gone, and holy for a holies, was there a lot of goodies to digest, many of which we will go over in the next section. The biggest surprise is new features of Siri in which Apple is trying to improve it. Wow. Instead of it taking cues from old Ford Model Ts in which you could ask it anything and receive the answer you want, as long as that answer is, here are some web links, it's supposed to actually be useful. Useful. I'm stunned if that actually happens. How are you guys? How are you doing today? Yes.
I am doing, wow. I'm not going to respond to that in the way that people might really say, he's great. Yeah, I'm great. Well, no, I'm not going to tell the people. I'll let you tell them in some future show. Just the sort of heartache that we've gone through today. But that's for another story. That's for another day, because I've probably got quite a lot of snippets. You've probably got a full section in the next section, so we'll just crack on. I've been doing lots of cycling and lots of other stuff, lots of normal stuff. However, Guy, the other day, in fact, was it yesterday? It was indeed yesterday. Just
were all your troubles so far away?
But 24 hours ago, Guy, all I had to do was turn on the TV and use the soundbar, which was running through my Apple TV, or my Apple TV was running through the soundbar and through the TV. Everything should have been fine.
Mm.
No sound. Hark me hears. There's a similarity here going on between some other occasion that I have. I wonder what's going on.
Oh, there will be much talk about that.
I went through the TV and all the settings seemed correct. I went through the Apple TV and everything seemed correct. I pulled cables out and pushed cables back in. Nothing, Hark, would make the thing work. Until, I basically just turned all of the devices on and off again, or off and on again, and then it worked and I got sound. I looked at Mrs. Gaz. She looked at me and said, what did you do? And I said, I don't know. So that was the sound fixing on my Apple TV. Yeah. And I think I mentioned a few weeks ago that I thought that the desktop pictures on my Mac.
You had the break between my and Mac and it confused me.
Okay. Well, on my Mac, it isn't working. I must have clicked on a few more pictures, giving me the impression that it is now picking up the whole album. But desktop images in this particular version of the Apple's ecosystem, which I'm not very impressed with, Sonoma, is still broken and I'm not happy. So I'm kind of looking to Sequoia, whatever it's called, is going to fix some of these things. I do hope, because I do hope that it does. I think we got just a tinsy wincy bit of delay, so just bear with us, folks, on that. But I do hope that Sequoia is going to fix that, because Sonoma for me is not really, and for a few people, I think, has not been the greatest of OSs. Anyway, how's your week been? How are you? I believe you've got all three computers. No, maybe not.
No, it's a sad, sad story, Gaz. I'm laughing through the tears is what I'm basically doing.
Tears of a clown.
I did have all three computers displaying on both monitors through the KVM switch. Mostly. Every once in a while, they would refuse to come up, so I'd have to turn the KVM switch off and turn it back on again, and then it would work again. And I've gotten written, I have this written in the show notes, some odd glitches that makes me wonder if Apple just doesn't like KVM switches or if there's some settings I need to change. That's very true. However, the main problem has been the whole reason why I did this in the first place, Gaz, which was to use my MacBook Pro as a podcast recording machine, and which we tried to do about an hour and a half ago. How did that go for you, Gaz?
Well, personally, I think I could have just had a bit of a sleep and waited and then come back.
Waited some more.
A little bit later.
Yeah. On. Yeah.
It didn't go as we Brits say, swimmingly.
It did not. It went drowningly is basically what happened. We were able to record audio, but there were so many crackles in it that it would have been completely unusable. Unless, of course, you like listening to crackles, in which case, please seek immediate medical attention.
I always used to like snap, crackle, and pop, but probably not while I was listening to it.
Yeah, oh, that audio was Rice Krispies. Absolutely sure of that. We tried everything. Gaz was extremely patient, and we sat here for a half hour while I changed all kinds of settings and just absolutely nothing was working. And we finally determined that the way to solve this problem was to go back to the way that we were recording the show before.
Can I just slightly adjust you? Half an hour is being generous.
That's very generous. Yeah. But
I'm just giving myself kudos for my patience, you see.
Oh, you were so patient. Thank you. Thank you. I wave, not nodding. I'm not nodding my head. I'm waving my head going, yes, thank you.
I've got to say, though, Carl is laughing now because he did have a text from me because I was patient with you, but not in other ways.
Do I want to know what Carl said? Probably not.
No, it's more than what I said rather than what Carl said.
Okay. But it was all bad. So switch the camera back, switch the audio interface back, which basically showed me that the problem was not either one of those devices or any of the cables that connected everything. It was something with either the... I did have that weird ARC problem. And for people who don't know what ARC is, that's a process that Rogue Amoeba uses with all of their applications to capture audio and route it around. It was saying that it was damaged. I don't know what that means. And I don't know if that was the problem the entire time because I thought I had that part of it fixed. But I'm not going to go on and on about it because we have so many other things to do, don't we, Gaz?
We do. We certainly have. Yep. Gaz's snippets.
Oh, I was going to say this beautiful Rode NT1 Signature Series in blue microphone, but no. You go ahead.
I don't care anymore.
I don't care either.
We might have to flip through these fairly quickly because there are a few because it has been a couple of weeks. Yeah, sorry about that, folks. Okay, so Apple TV Plus customer satisfaction continues to rise according to the latest survey. They are up to 79, up from 76 in the year ago survey. So well done, Apple, on that. Netflix to end support for the second and third gen Apple TV on the 31st of July. So
15-year-old,
I'm not sure whether Apple and Netflix have got a little deal going there, you know, so that you have to buy a new Apple TV. Anyway, we'll put that to one side. Blood sugar measurement with Apple Watch no longer needs iPhone says Dexcom. If you use the Dexcom G7 continuous glucose monitoring system, you've long been able to view your blood sugar measurement on your Apple Watch, but you can now do so without your phone. Excellent stuff. Just a quick personal tale on the Apple Watch.
Okay.
My daughter's partner's father, so daughter's father's partner, so, you know, my equivalent to him.
I'm working my way around that. Okay, no, I'm good now.
Went to the doctor to say, my Apple Watch for the last month or so has been giving me some really, really low and odd heartbeat readings. Oh, says the doctor.
Get your watch fixed.
That's exactly what they said. He said, I think, couldn't we just check it? So she was checking it and he gave her a reading and she went, how do you know it's that? He said, because my watch is telling me. She went, yeah, that's exactly what it is. You need to go to A&E. He's now got a pacemaker fitted. That is a very close personal incident of the Apple Watch doing some real health good. Apple
so
Box
it wasn't broken then.
It wasn't broken. No,
okay.
And
good.
The amount of health service officials were saying, oh, that's the first time we've had an Apple Watch give us that sort of information. Well, perhaps you ought to ask more. That's all I was going to say.
Maybe you should be like real doctors instead.
Well, yeah. Apple Books becomes the official audiobook home for the Reese Witherspoon's book club. Yay. Apple promises fewer years of iPhone security updates than Samsung and Google on paper, but the reality is somewhat of a different story. Be careful what you believe out there, folks, and that's in more ways than one. Apple to close years-old loophole that lets children bypass parental controls. Children can view internet unrestricted sites by entering a certain nonsense phrase into Safari address bar. Apple has promised to fix a years-old bug that its parental controls that allows children to bypass the restrictions and view adult content online. The bug by which a child could get around controls has been reported as far back as 2021. Sounds like they've fixed it, though.
Yeah. And this will also fix that little hand that pops out and slaps them across the face for looking at content they shouldn't be looking at. So,
well,
Apple.
I'd prefer them not to fix that. I'd prefer that hand to come out and slap them around the face.
Yeah, whether they're doing something wrong or not, just about every 10, 15 minutes, just do your homework.
Anyway.
Empty the dishwasher.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's probably. Anyway, I was just thinking of a film or something with Gyllenhaal. Is it Jake Gyllenhaal? I won't stick on that. This one intrigued me. A popular tactical shooter, Sniper Elite 4, is coming to iPhone, iPad, and the Mac later this year. Could be interested to look at that one. A judge's document demands on Apple could delay the Epic Games antitrust ruling. The verdict on whether Apple violated the US judge's App Store ruling may be delayed for months. This comes after a judge ordered Apple to hand over internal documents related to the lawsuit filed by Fortnite creator Games Epic. It goes on and on. Rivian's new R1 EVs are to offer Apple Wallet car key support and Apple Music with spatial audio. It just keeps going. I think Apple's car project Apple's car project I think is definitely dead, but their CarPlay project is most definitely not dead. Apple to launch standalone passwords app in iOS 18. We're going to probably be talking about that later. Netflix testing a major Apple TV app redesign. I think I mentioned that earlier, and that may be the reason why it's not available on some of those older Apple TVs. These are last week's stories, so I'm having to just filter them a little bit.
Parse through them a little bit.
I'm passing through them, yes, as you said. this threw me. Modding made this M4 iPad Pro into a portable TV OS device. Talk about dumbing down your devices. And hang on a minute. Can't you get TV on your Mac by going to
TV app?
Would you dumb down an M4 iPad Pro into a portable TV OS device? I really do wonder.
A lot of times it's just, can I do this? Oh, look, yes, I can. Is it practical? No.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway, there's an app that uses iPhone's True Depth camera to help you count push-ups. This just made me laugh. Yeah.
It's probably a subscription
What I want
service.
To know, yeah, what I want to know is, does it then go, one more, you're nearly there, go on, yeah. Push, you're nearly there.
Come on, yeah, wussy, you can do it. maybe it's the abuse part that's part of the subscription service.
Possibly. Munster, you know, haven't said his name for a long time. So if you want to get something ready over the next 12 months, Apple stock will outperform Nvidia from Gene Munster. Well, whoopee-doo.
I'm sorry, who?
I think I ought to put a note in my calendar for 12 months' time with reference to this particular story. And then we ought to shout out and call out Gene Munster if it hasn't. Put it in just so that you can play that, even if it is or whether it isn't.
12 months from now. You think I can't remember what I had for breakfast, and you think I'm going to remember 12 months from now to play this? No, I won't.
Well,
I probably will if
I say Gene Munster. You probably will. See? It's ingrained in your process. I watched a video of John Sculley discussing Steve Jobs being fired from Apple. Quite interesting. It's about 10, 15 minutes long, something like that. And it was, this is from OS X Daily. Might have to put this link into the show notes so people can find it. It was just interesting to hear the process and what was going on behind them. Apple Watch leads to luggage stolen by an airport store worker. A worker at a retail store in an airport has been charged with stealing thousands of dollars of electronics and clothing, reports the Washington Post. But what's more interesting is what led to his arrest. A woman showed up at his home looking for the missing luggage that she'd tracked with her Apple Watch. Yeah, I'd just like to know what he said when she turned up saying, "Have you got my bags?" This isn't the airport, love. Well, no, but have you got my bags?
That's not the way they would sound in Washington, D.C., but we won't go there.
You don't know. She might have been traveling.
That's true. I don't know. Okay.
I have got here several links, which basically says which compatible devices will be compatible. I'm repeating myself there with iOS 18 and iPad OS 8. I don't know whether you mentioned that.
No,
or not.
I don't have that. I don't have
it
in the show.
It's probably too long to go through them all now.
Well,
so
honestly,
if that's
something that you need to know, if your devices are so old that you want to find out if they're going to be compatible with the new versions of the operating system, go to the Apple website and find out, because that's where you're going to find the most up-to-date information.
Thanks, I won't tell anyone. Vision Pro goes on. Vision Pro has gone or is going on sale in 8 new countries in the next few weeks: in China, Japan, Singapore, Australia, Canada, France, Germany, and good old Blighty.
Carl's looking forward
revealed,
to that.
I'm sure he is. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, he's looking forward to possibly going and trying it out. Yeah, this is something else which is basically on the iOS stuff. Apple unveils calculator app with iPad. That was funny, and I'm sure you're going to be talking about that later.
Well, you just kind of did.
And that's, again, but we'd perhaps speak a bit more about it. Let me jump past these, because a lot of these are talking about all of the stuff which really, you're probably going to be talking about.
Yeah, I've got most of the highlights of the WWDC.
Okay, here I go. Let me go from this. Apple hits new all-time intraday high as analysts expect 10% iPhone sales growth on Apple Intelligence. Apple shares hit a new all-time intraday high, trading at 205.45, surging 6%. That might become a bit of a theme over the next few seconds and minutes. Apple push into AI could spark smartphone upgrade super cycle. So we're gonna have a super cycle of people buying the latest iPhone. We'll see on that.
Yeah, you first have to deliver on actual reasonable, useful AI, Apple.
Correct. We'll see how that goes. Ted Lasso season 4 series spin-off hinted at by TV exec. They're going to be careful they don't just start stretching that out and it becomes just, yeah.
Well, could that show continue with without Jason, what's his name? The guy that played Ted Lasso. Other characters interesting enough? Do you know who, now, did you watch that series?
What, Ted Lasso?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Did you not hear any of the Did you not hear any of the conversations we had previously?
Probably, but do I remember them? What was the name of the assistant coach that became like a protagonist in the last season?
Oh, no idea. Not Ted. Oh, crikey! Carly's now shouting, and everybody else enjoyed Ted Lasso.
I know. His parents were from Pakistan.
Yeah, you're talking about the one that went to West Ham. Yeah. Funnily enough, he was recently on Taskmaster. Do you know what Taskmaster is? You probably don't know what Taskmaster is over in the US. It's another TV show. And I think you saw him for his true self. Nice guy. Really nice guy.
Oh, I'm sure.
Quite funny.
He was the most interesting character to me outside of Ted Lasso. Okay. More so than the spoiled bad boy and the angry bad boy. Yes, we can move on.
Can I move on?
Yeah,
Apple shares hit new all-time intraday and closing highs.
What?
Okay, Apple shares went to 207.16. Told you there was going to be a theme on that. 77% of all active iPhones are now running iOS 17, guys. 77% of all iPhones running iOS 17. 68% of all iPads running iPadOS 17. 86% of all phones introduced in the last 4 years were updated to iOS 17.
4 years.
Pretty impressive.
Of updates.
Yeah. Yeah, this talks about the apps that were Sherlocked by Apple during WWDC. Again, we probably will speak about that. And guess what, Guy?
Tell me.
Guess what?
What?
It's not giving me the numbers. It's telling me that I'm not going to say anything on that because it's not actually giving me the number. I like to give intraday increases as a number.
Another intraday
four
increase?
More US states. Four more US states pile on Apple as DOJ turns up the antitrust heat. Ooh, it's gaining momentum.
Everybody wants money.
Okay. I mean,
and that's really what it is.
Here we
that's
go.
That's what it's all about.
Here we go. Apple shares hit new all-time intraday closing highs. 220.20. just
that's
keeps
a big
going
jump
up.
From, what
why.
Was it, 206?
Yep.
That's
yep.
huge.
Apple collected user location data without consent, says Korea. The company has been fined. Interesting, that piece there. Japan has passed a law to allow third-party app stores on the iPhone.
Okay.
Apple underpaid female employees through two policies, claims a lawsuit. So a class action lawsuit on behalf of 12,000 current and former staff has claimed that Apple underpaid female employees over a 4-year period. That's probably going to be going for a little while as well.
Yeah,
now,
they should
do you
pay
remember
out
John
if it's
Stewart?
True.
Do you remember? Yeah, absolutely. Do you remember John Stewart?
Yes.
And we said that we said Apple censored him, and we said initially Apple didn't censor him and he left, and then somebody hinted that Apple had censored him. Well, he's come out and said no. My abrupt end wasn't down to Apple censoring him. So that's put basically a
finishing
cloth
touch
over all of that news. That's finished that off, okay?
Okay.
A cloth. A cloak. EU reportedly planning to... but not as we know it. EU reportedly planning to charge Apple for violating the Digital Markets Act, Guy. Apparently, Apple has added more than $700 billion in market value since April. That, Guy, that is the end of Gaz's snippets. However, I do have a Gaz's link.
There you go.
I'm going to say one sentence for it. Voyager 1 makes stellar comeback to science operations. We'll put the link in the show notes. Go take a look. It's just something which interests me. And the fact that that device is so old and they can still send new data to it to update its firmware, as it were, and the software for it to, you know, reboot itself, get itself working again. Incredible. Incredible. So that's Gaz's link.
Okay. Well,
wow.
I expect to see Voyager back just in time for Star Trek the Motion Picture. Moving on from that, there was a little event, Gaz, you may have heard of it, called WWDC, or maybe VVVDC. I don't even know how many V's there were. There were lots of V's.
And
they made lots of announcements about updating their various operating systems. We're going to go over a little bit of that here. I'm sure there's stuff that we're going to miss because this is not a 2-hour show and it's never going to be a 2-hour show. We're going to start with TVOS, Gaz.
Well, for our listeners at least.
Yeah. You don't want a 2-hour show. Trust me. You do not want a 2-hour show. So in TVOS, the first one thing that we're going to talk about is Insight. Similar to Amazon's X-Ray, Insight overlays metadata about the current scene when you pause a movie or show. It shows the current cast list and soundtrack with a direct link to Apple Music available on the TV app for TVOS, iPhone, and the iPad. I've actually used something similar to this on some of the various streaming services that already kind of offer it through software. And it's kind of cool. I think it's Amazon that says, okay, well, in this scene, you've got this guy and these two girls. And, you know, if you click on one of them, you can see the other stuff that they're also in. Enhanced dialogue upgraded with machine learning for better voice isolation. Previously available with the HomePod, it now works with TV speakers, receivers, or Bluetooth audio output. So instead of being built into the HomePod, it's going to be built into TVOS. Auto subtitles, which, quite frankly, trying to turn on or off, especially off subtitles, is a royal pain in the neck on the Apple TV. But regardless, subtitles are enabled automatically, thank you, at relative moments, like when the movie volume is muted or you skip back to replay a scene. But will it turn it off afterwards? That's the question. Screensavers. TVOS 18 features an upgraded set of screensavers, including a new animated Snoopy screensaver and scenes from Apple TV Plus shows. It's like, why? Why are you doing this? Fitness Plus app redesign.
Can I ask the question?
Sure.
I'd prefer it to actually use my screensaver that I put in of my photos and make sure that the random selection is in fact a random selection and it doesn't keep repeating that selection when I've asked for it to be random, Apple.
So just put it in a folder and point it to it. I'm sure it'll be fine. Yeah. I'm sure it'll work great. Fitness Plus app redesign, improved navigation and personalization in the Fitness Plus app. Was there anything else with tvOS that that caught your eye, Gaz?
Nothing that caught my eye. No, no. I think you've covered all of my eye catching.
Put it back. Well, that's actually more relevant to me than it is to you. iOS 18. Indeed. Here are some of the key features: customization options, arrange apps and widgets anywhere on your home screen. And I have to say, the example they showed, if there was a heart, Gaz, there was a heart. And my heart went boop, 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 boop as I looked at the little heart in apps that they had there on the screen. Customize buttons on the lock screen, access more controls in Control Center. The big news there, and I mean, of course, I'm just making fun of the home screen stuff, but having some customized buttons on the lock screen is big. And when I saw some of the examples that they gave, that could be huge. A lot of the stuff that you have to log into your phone now, you'll be able to do from the lock screen, as long as it doesn't violate privacy and all the rest of that. There's a redesigned Photos app. Photo libraries are now organized in a single view. New collections keep favorites easily accessible. Yeah. And you can make people disappear.
I'm looking forward to using that, because I do use the Photos app a lot. I think I mentioned this on Carl's show. And I know a lot of people say, oh, you can't do this properly, you can't do that properly. And I agree. You know, if you really want some refinement, you have to take your photos out and put it in a dedicated app to be able to make some real good fine adjustments. But actually, for most people, everyday stuff, it's superb. I used to make a lot of adjustments, the auto adjustment on the colors and things on the iPhone. Yeah. Now I think the pictures are taken so accurately. I press the button, it does its magic change. I look at it and I think, no, the original was better. The same. And I change it back. The most I do now is cropping. And I think taking things out is going to be really useful as well.
Yes, yes. And I imagine most of the photos that have me in it will change a lot. But that's neither here nor there, Gaz. What? Where's Guy? He's gone. Mail improvements. Sorts emails into categories using on-device intelligence. Introduces new text effects in iMessage. And, you know, that's great. Will it be there on day one? I don't think it will. So much of this that's going to depend on what Apple is calling Apple Intelligence is not going to be there on day one. This next one is huge. This next one is really, really big. Messages over satellite. Communicate via satellite when cellular or Wi-Fi isn't available. Now, that was restricted. What was that restricted to? The Apple Watch Ultra, I think.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, but now if you have a phone that's capable of connecting, it will do it over satellite.
I think it's huge for those people who regularly go out of cell tower
to the middle of nowhere.
For the rest of us, it's not so huge.
built with privacy as a priority, iOS 18 will be available for developers in beta soon, with public release expected in September of 2024. Okay. So if you're one of those people that love to put betas on all of your devices, and I used to be one of those until now that I'm not, you'll have to wait for the public release until September unless you're a developer. New gestures for auxiliary devices like iPods or AirPods. And this, I think, is also very cool. You can, and I'm going to say this carefully, nod your head yes or no for certain functions like phone calls. And just to see, you know, the person's walking down the street, has AirPods in, and gets a phone call, just nods your head, and it picks the phone call up. I think that's really cool.
I think they've missed a trick there, Guy, because what they could do is when somebody nods their head, they get our little tips theme tune playing in the background. Hit it.
And then they sit there and go, what the hell was that? And frankly, I think that there should be many other gestures available for AirPods, but we won't go into those because some of them are probably quite rude. Vision OS key features, Gaz. Spatial photos. Users can now turn their existing 2D photos into stunning spatial photos using advanced AI. Probably not available on day one. These spatial photos come to life on the Vision Pro, adding depth and realism to memories. SharePlay allows users to enjoy spatial photos with others, sharing virtually the same physical space. Okay. That could be cool, but it depends on, and that's something that I think will probably roll out across the entire board, where you can just kind of say, okay, well, I've got this photo on my Mac and I want it to be spatially aware or whatever. Or you're looking at a screensaver on tvOS and go, oh, I'd like that to be spatially aware, and then hit a button and it will be. We'll see.
Yeah, I'm not sure how good they are, really, because you kind of get that on Burke Face at the moment, don't you? Facebook, that is. Where, you know, you kind of move it and the picture moves slightly, and so what? Do you remember you used to actually get those images where if you turn them, they did look slightly 3D?
But it's only taken paper and all kinds of stuff.
It's only taken 40 years for us to get it onto our digital devices.
Yeah, you'd almost think it would be easier on a digital device, but no, apparently not. Intuitive hand gestures for Vision OS. And a lot of people that probably own the Vision OS has their own intuitive hand gestures after spending $3,500 on it. But new gestures make navigating Vision OS more seamless. Easily access important information at a glance. This is like the kind of stuff they were talking about on day one for this device. And now they're like, oh, well, we're going to add more hand gestures. It's like, why weren't they already there?
I think what they need is more apps, not more hand gestures.
Yeah. Mac Virtual Display. The ultra-wide Mac Virtual Display on the Apple Vision Pro is equivalent to two side-by-side 4K monitors enhances productivity and multitasking, and the ability to walk straight into a wall because you didn't see it coming. So I think that that's going to make Vision OS, you know, and this whole thing about using Vision OS or, you know, that device as a main computer device, is it's just not really at the point where I think that that's helpful or useful for most people, especially at that price.
Oh, come on, Guy. Let's be honest. Most people aren't going to be buying a £3,500 headset for their main computer, are they? Let's be honest.
Well, they shouldn't be. If you are, you know, put aside
and
just a little
anybody
bit.
Before anybody starts saying, but Gaz, you know, that's roughly how much the computers cost when they first came out. Precisely, when they first came out. It's a long way off becoming an everyday computer for people.
Yep.
And really, I've still got this issue that it's locking yourself away from the rest of the world. And a lot of people don't like doing that for long periods of time. Mind you, they don't mind going in their bedroom and locking themselves away in front of their computer, do they?
Yeah, and this, they'll probably be a special little device for teenagers who lock themselves in the room for Vision OS.
So they can't go to certain websites.
Moving on. App enhancement. Popular apps like Apple TV and Mindfulness, which I've never heard of before, receive new capabilities. Over 2,000 spatial apps designed for the Vision Pro can take advantage of Vision OS 2's tools. There's a one after that, and I don't know why. Moving on to Mac OS Sequoia, Apple Intelligence, which will be out later. Available on all Mac models with Apple Silicon, M1 and later, draws on your personal context to provide relevant intelligence. There's lots of buzzwords that don't really mean much, but thank you, Apple, for stringing them all together into a single sentence. Enhancements in writing tools, language capabilities, and delightful personalized images. Were you about to say something and I interrupted you?
No, okay. I wasn't.
Siri gains richer language understanding and context awareness. We'll see. Some new stuff coming for continuity. iPhone mirrored this. When they showed this, I was like, yes, that is super cool. To have your iPhone be able to bring that up on the screen and use the apps and do all of the normal stuff that you would do on an iPhone from your Mac without having to reach for it, I think is super cool. That is really, really cool. iPhone notifications on Mac. Receive and act on iPhone notifications directly on your Mac. What? Isn't that like the whole point of iCloud? Where you get notifications on all of your devices? Sure glad you're putting that into continuity, Apple. Seamless drag and drop. Easily move files between the iPhone and the Mac. So why not just give us a good file management system on the iPhone or the iPad? But now you'll be able to... Yeah, go ahead.
I've got to say, I'm starting to use iCloud Drive a lot more. It seems to be working quite well for me. So that's what I use. So I know what you're saying. They could be a lot better. But certainly I use iCloud Drive quite a lot. So, you know, kudos for them finally getting it fixed.
Well, iCloud Drive on your iPad kind of reminds me of what was that Google operating system that just used the browser?
I don't know because I didn't. I'm not.
Everybody slammed it and said it was just awful. But yeah, I have found on the iPad using iCloud Drive is pretty good. Full screen with all your applications.
You know.
Yeah, and does it give you all of the same kind of features that you get on the iPad direct applications? No, but that's not really what it's for. Okay, this is another big one right here. The Passwords app. Securely store credentials, verifications, and security alerts across devices. Syncs across the Mac, iPhone, iPad, Apple Vision Pro, and Windows.
Apple identification or whatever they're now calling it, because they've changed that, haven't they?
Apple Intelligence
ID or something. I come in. No.
That's
no.
Oh, okay.
The Apple
That's
ID.
Different.
The Apple ID is changing its name, isn't it? I can't remember what they're calling it now.
Yeah, I can't remember either.
Go on.
And the fact that it's going to be an app instead of having to go into, you know, system settings and then finding that and then typing in if it's just going to work easily and directly through your Mac or through the iPad or through the iPhone, I'm all for it. Anything to make managing passwords, and especially really super long ones that you need these days, I'm 100% behind that. Gaming, new games optimized for Metal 3 and Apple Silicon. Titles like Prince of Persia, The Last Crown, Frostpunk 2, and Resident Evil 7 Biohazard await you gamers. if the high, I want to say, I can't think of what the word is, the high dollar titles that are pretty much just on Windows these days, They should be out on the Mac, especially Macs with Silicon. And I look at Steam directly in my sights. If you can make so many of your games work through Linux for your handheld device, why can't you just take that extra little step and make it work on the Mac OS too? I just don't understand that, but I guess that's is what it is. Moving on to iPad OS 18. Ooh, Gaz, I don't know if you've heard about this, but there's an advanced calculator app. The new calculator app now supports... Go ahead.
It got a bit of a cheer, didn't it, when it came on? But actually, it does so much more, which I'm sure you're going to tell us about.
Yeah, it supports scientific calculations, unit conversions, and even graphing functions. Whether you're solving equations or converting units, it's a handy tool. Yeah, again, you know, more marketing speak right there. But the fact that there is finally a calculator app with some advanced features is a good thing. Improved handwriting recognition, you know, except if you're a doctor or me. iPad OS 18 refines its handwriting recognition capabilities. You'll find better accuracy when using the Apple Pencil or your finger. Ooh, you put the hand down, guy. To write notes or put the hand down or to annotate documents. Okay.
There was lots of clever stuff on that, guy. Handwriting stuff. There was lots of clever stuff which will be integrated not only into the calculator, because they're going to use the calculator so you can write in equations and do calculations in that, but also in notes. I think that's going to be able to do a lot of clever stuff for you. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that, I think, managing that and seeing how that works.
A lot of this, I think, is going to depend on Apple Intelligence when they roll that out. So, again, you know, we said this at the beginning. How many of these features are going to be available on day one is really going to depend. And we'll see what happens when this is all finally released. Enhanced widgets. Widgets on your home screen can display more information at a glance. Customize your widgets to stay informed about weather, calendar events, and more. Okay. Do you use widgets, Gaz, that much other than the weather?
A little bit, not a great deal.
Yeah, neither do I. WatchOS 11 health and fitness improvements to include new workout modes, enhanced heart rate monitoring, and sleep tracking, which I've started doing. It helps you stay on top of your health and fitness goals. I don't think I've talked to you about this. I have an older Apple Watch 5 that I don't use anymore since I got the 7. And I've started using that at night as a sleep tracker, and it's pretty amazing. I don't know how much use I'm getting out of it, or because I don't really know what all the data means, and I'm still kind of working that out. But I think that all of these fitness related applications that work between your watch and your phone are just going to get better and better as time goes by.
Yeah, agreed.
Yep. Smart Stack Widgets. Customize your watch face with Smart Stack Widgets that automatically show relevant information throughout the day. Whether it's weather updates, calendar events, or fitness stats, you'll have it at a glance. So I guess this is going to have to kind of work through notifications. And then you'll have to customize it so that if something happens in the weather or something happens with an event or something related to something related to fitness, we'll have to notify the watch, and then when you look at it, you know, give you a little bit of zzz that it kind of does now with CarPlay maps, and you know, you look down and it shows you that, and then the next minute it goes back to being a watch again. Okay, last one, Apple Intelligence. This is a personal AI that integrates with your Apple devices, including the iPhone, iPad, and Mac. Seamless integration will seamlessly interact with Siri. Sorry. Allowing you to access advanced capabilities powered by ChatGPT. Contextual understanding. It understands context better than ever, as in, it will finally understand context, making your interactions more native and intuitive. Customizable responses. You can personalize how Apple Intelligence replies to your queries, your query requests, as long as it's, do you want some web links with that? I'm kidding, of course. If it does everything that Apple showed on their demo, then yeah, it'll be pretty cool. And it will be privacy focused. Apple prioritizes user privacy, so your data remains secure and protected. We will see.
And that's the, I think for me, that's a real key. That's a real key is. That they, you know, they
it has to be, because nobody else is doing that right now. And before we get off of this, here's the thing about machine learning or AI on everything that you've been looking at these days. Number one, none of them concentrate on privacy. They all want your name. They all want your email address, and they all want to track all the stuff that you do on your computer at all times. It's been a kind of a shotgun approach. Toss crap on the wall to see what sticks. Apple, based on this presentation, is kind of applying this in a more focused way. We'll see if it works the way that they say it's going to work. And if it does work the way that they showed it to work, I think it will be much better than most of the stuff that we've seen so far. Would you agree with that, Gaz?
I would.
And so much head nodding.
Hit it. Gaz's tips.
Most important.
Gaz's tips.
Most important.
Gaz's tips.
It's time for
Gaz's tip. Not sure if I've mentioned this before, but if you've got an Apple Watch and you want to set multiple timers for whatever reason, well, here's an example of how to do just that. And it makes you aware of what each of the timers are for. So you could instigate the S Lady and set a 45-minute pork timer, pork being the meat. Then you might have to just... Then you might just have put the Apple sauce on so you can reinstate S-Lady and say, set a 10-minute Apple timer. See what pork and apple? I mean, it's just going together. Yeah. So on. When now you look at the timers on your watch, they all have the names of the countdown timers that you set. And when the alarm goes off, you can see the name of the timers, making it easy for you to know which is which. I've used that a couple of times, and I don't know whether you have, but I think it's really cool.
Oh, you are nodding.
Hit it. That's the end of Gaz's tips. That's most the end of Gaz's tips. That's most the end of Gaz's tips.
Is that the end of the tip?
Will you let me finish? Gaz's tips.
Gaz, you are absolutely right.
Okay. I have used multiple timers, but I almost always do it through my phone.
Right. Yeah, but you can do it on your watch as well, and it's quite easy. But you have to instigate S Lady.
Yes. Or poker with a stick. That's what I like to do with these.
Yeah, poker with a stick, man.
neither one of us have for pick six this week. If you would please remember to, well, we'll go over feedback in just a little bit, but if you do give us feedback in whatever form, including iTunes reviews or reviews on the podcatcher of your choice, you can get something that we commonly refer to as a woo tea. And if you don't know what a woo tea is, that is big W, big O, big O, big T, little I, little E, exclamation mark. That is a woo tea. And everyone that has ever received one has commented back saying how their life has changed. They never say exactly how their lives have changed, but I'm assuming it's good. That's my assumption. And remember that we don't see all of the feedback from all of the various services, so please send us an email in all the various ways that we'll talk about in just a little bit to let us know about it so we can hear it, talk about it on the show, and send you a Woody. That's because those are the important things. We have some feedback this week, Gaz, and hopefully.
Do we?
We do. Hopefully I've got it right.
Can I ask a question? Was it this week?
Sure.
Or was it from previous week?
It may have been from a previous week. Before we get off the show, we will discuss some futureness, because that's a word.
Yes.
Of what's going to be going on over the next couple of weeks, because there's some stuff happening. But no, this is from our good friend, or maybe your good friend, because he's always mad at me, Mr. Cheesed Off. Are you ready for it?
Yes, hit me.
Hello, Guy Gaz. Mr. Cheesed Off here. Oh, what's this? Spotify hiked up their prices again. Higher than Apple's now. So after years of crying over Apple tax robbing us of the much better deals they could offer us, look at them now, charging more than ever. It's like a diet guru eating all your food and then charging you for the privilege of smelling their breath. What happened, Spotify? Run out of excuses, or just hoping we wouldn't notice? They do claim they're giving us more value with a few hours to listen to audiobooks and podcasts. Podcasts? Aren't they mostly free already? Sure, some can be a chore to listen to, mention no names, but come on! What about Lost's audio? Spatial audio? No, nothing. You know why? Because when Spotify do finally add those things, guess what they'll do? Give us flaming benefit of another bloody price hike, that's what! Spotify, spy fleece more like, I don't know, it all really just cheeses me off.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Mr. Cheese Duff, and I'm glad you. Neither you or I or the Apple got hit then. It was he gets cheesed off a lot of things, doesn't he, really?
He really does. That it seems to be a theme. It's a theme. But we love hearing from Mr. Cheesed Off, even when he's cheesed off at me, which has been quite a bit. Before we tell you all of the various ways,
he's got no reason to be cheesed off at you this week, has he?
No, none at all. I hope if everything works the way it's supposed to. Before we move on, a program note. Now, there's not going to be a show next weekend because both Gaz and I are off doing stuff. My son is getting married. Congratulations, Peter. And I'm actually going to be giving the groom's father speech. I already have it written. It's one for the ages. I hope someone's going to record it because it is amazing and wonderful, which means I'm going to completely screw it up. I don't know how. I don't know why. But I go into it with the best of intentions. I want that to be known ahead of time. The best of intentions before CNN and MSNBC and all of the news networks come and tell you something really horrible about me. It started off well. The week after that, I think you're out, aren't you, Gaz?
Yeah, so basically I'm out next week as well. So even if you were here, I couldn't do next week. The following week, we're actually in Wales doing some more walking, and we're right through there the whole weekend. The following weekend after that is Silverstone. So that's a definite no-no. So I might not be available for the next 3 weeks. Guy may or may not be available for the next... Well, he's definitely not available next week.
I'm not
week,
available. I'll try to figure out how to do a show with somebody. As long as they've never recorded with me before and don't know what a dumpster fire this show can be sometimes. I'm sure I can get someone
personally,
to record with.
Personally, I think you ought to get Mike Potter on and see if you can do a session with him and see if he'll.
That
come
would
on
be
and
fun
talk
because
Max
right
Doc.
After that is Max Doc.
Max Doc. Yeah,
and
there you go.
I hope
I'm
to record a podcast while I'm at Max Doc. And I'm just full of, well, we won't say what that is.
No, best not.
But I will be at Max Doc, and I hope to record a podcast that weekend. So just wanted to get some of that out there. So, you know, nothing next week. Week after that, maybe me with somebody else. Week after that, maybe me with somebody else. Week after that. Is Max Doc, and then we'll see what happens after that. We don't really know. But we really, really do appreciate the fact that you listen to this show. So when we have to take some time off, you know, we really want to let you know ahead of time so it doesn't come as a surprise. And on that note, if you would like to contribute to help me keep this show going for your reasons or your own, okay? They really, really are. You can do so by going to Patreon, patreon.com/MacBetIt. You can also go to Ko-fi, ko-fi.com/MacBetIt. Or you can pay a pal through paypal.me/MacBetIt. Now, guess.
Yes.
If people wanted to contact you and say, you have the patience of a saint for waiting for Guy to fix his stupid crap, how would they do so?
Well, before I jump into the Zedcars bit, talking of saints, can I actually congratulate Northampton Saints, who actually won the Premiership title very, very recently. And well nice. Done them. Brilliant. The last we went to, unfortunately, I wasn't able to go down. Bad on me. I was there the last time they won it, which was 10 years ago. So, yeah, well done them. Anyway, I'm going to tell you now how you can contact me. Send an email to gazjaz@mymac.com or on Mastodon or on Twitter or X or on Threads or on Instagram or on lots of other places. You can get me as Gazmaz, GazMaz. And if you can't get me because I'm not responding, then send an email to gazjaz@mymac.com and I'll tell you how to get in contact with me directly. Nice and easy. You can also contact both Guy and myself on the X's, which is X/GuyandGaz, GuyandGaz. I've said Gaz. It's X/. I am assuming that a little bit, you know, the old Twitters yeah. anyway. You can also contact both of us or Fearless Leader, and that'll be Fearless Leader
yes.
on
Was that
feedback,
the right
FWDBACK. Will you let me finish at yes. mymac.com?
His name was Guy.
Pay no attention to that guy behind the curtain.
Guy says...
I do.
Guy was paid at 75 grand.
So. Uh-uh.
He's the guy.
I am.
Guy's the one.
Am I?
Guy.
Guy?
You remember Guy?
They do.
No fooling.
Oh, if you thank want... You.
An email from Guy.
How would they do it?
Oh my goodness. If you would like an email from me, you should open up the email client of your choice. And type in, there we go, at mymac.com. You forgot, didn't you? It's been a couple of weeks.
No, there is a little bit of a delay between us.
Oh, okay.
I had to move my mouse cursor up to it. So, yeah,
okay.
I did forget.
Okay, well, that would be guy@mymac.com, guy@mymac.com. If you'd like to reach me on the X Twitter somethings, I am both Mac Pettit and... Vert Shark over there. Over there on Instagram and Threads. I am kind of pulling back a little bit from Mac Parrot. I'm trying to, as much as I can, go to Vert Shark. So it's Vert Shark over on Instagram and Threads. Over on Counter Social and Mastodon. Yeah, there was a lot of S people's, S fish there. Over on Counter Social and Mastodon.social, I am Mac Pettit. Now, we also have a Google Voice number, Gaz.
We do.
Would you tell them what it is, please?
Call 703-284-677 for the My Mac podcast with Guy and Gaz. It's Tech Heaven.
It is. Now it went down in volume again. Coming back up.
What?
That's weird.
703-828-4677. Nor do I, but if you'd shut up and let it finish, we can move on.
Okay. Well, it's done now. It is. It is done.
Yeah.
So remember, if you call that number through your phone and you're outside the U.S., you may incur some charges. So the easiest and best way to get hold of us is all of the other various ways that we just talked about. Now here we are, and I would like to say thank you. Thanks to all of you. Words are hard. Thank you for downloading and listening to the MyMac.com podcast. It is greatly, greatly appreciated. And, you know, I think that we're good enough, except in recording audio, and that we are smart enough, except in recording audio, and that, doggone it, Wilf, who was on the couch earlier, Wilf, that amazing dog that just blends into the background like nobody's business, people like us.
Why can't dinosaurs clap their hands?
Tell me.
Because they're extinct.
Well, of course they are.
Thanks for downloading and listening to the My Mac Podcast. You can also hear other great podcasts on the My Mac Podcasting Network, like the Tech Fan Podcast, Three Geeky Ladies, Geekiest Show Ever, the Let's Talk Podcast, Essential Apple Podcast, and the Club PlayStation and Club Nintendo Podcasts.
Okay, if nothing else, we actually have a podcast. That's a good thing.
Yes.
And I'm imagining that Mrs. Gaz is getting ready to say, come eat your dinner, you silly person. Why are you still talking to that numbskull over there in the U.S.?
It won't be long.
Yeah. What, the numbskull part or eating dinner?
Well, both. Well, both either. Probably.
Says, no, I didn't make your dinner, but why are you still talking to that numbskull?
Yeah. So, basically, other than over text, I won't be talking to you until probably the 20th of July.
Oh, my God. Hold on. I got to pick up my calendar and look. So, today is the 15th. You're not available for the 22nd or the 29th. Well, no, you were going to be available from when I was at MacStock.
Yes, that is true. That I was just going to say, I will work be available out over the 13th, 14th. Correct. If we can get something done then, I will be available over that weekend.
Okay, there's a caveat there.
Yes.
The caveat is I will be using my MacBook Pro.
Yes, well, if you're using it on its own without all of the extra stuff, you might find a way. But yeah, I get that.
Who knows? Mm. I don't know. It's some kind of weird-ass problem. All right.
We'll see.
What else? What else? I'm going to miss you, man.
I'm going to miss you too.
My psychiatrist who listens to all of my crazy crap.
Yeah. Sometimes I wish I didn't have to.
And I do sometimes wonder, it's like, is he actually listening to what I'm saying? You got your head down. You're like, reading a book. I don't know.
Yes, I am. I do listen. It's just that sometimes I'm looking at other stuff and I'm multitasking because I can do that.
Yeah. You know how I multitask? Poorly.
Yeah.
I'm a very focused person. Yeah.
Before you go, let me play that My Mac number again.
Okay.
Call 703-284-6777 for the My Mac Podcast with Guy and Gaz.
It's right there, it goes down.
Does it? I can't. Yeah. I just can't see that on the plane, though, so I don't know what's going on there.
Well, just let me try again in the future, just play the first part where they're singing the number. Go ahead.
Yeah, hang on a minute.
Call 703-284-6777 for the My Mac Podcast with Guy and Gaz.
It's same place every single time.
I wonder if it's
when it says for Guy and Gaz. As soon as it starts to say for Guy and Gaz, that's when it starts to go down in volume.
Okay, I'll see if I can do some work on that.
That's weird. That is so weird.
It is because I look at the wave and it's exactly the same all the way through. Crazy. Anyway.
It's some kind of auto-leveling thing. I don't know if it's in StreamYard.
Yeah, you're right.
Or something in Farrago. But
yeah, I don't know.
It makes no sense because when you listen to it, because I mean, I have heard it without going through all of this, and it sounds the exact same all the way through. But as soon as you start to push it out.
The weird thing is, Guy, it sounds exactly the same to me, but it's obviously going. So that means, because I'm listening after Farrago through. So yeah, I don't know.
Something's got to be something in StreamYard then. If you're listening to it through Audio Hijack or something like that,
when it hits
StreamYard, I think is doing something where it's reducing it in volume. Well, in the future, honestly, can you play it again, please?
Call 703-284-6777.
So if I play that bit, it's fine.
Okay, it's fine. Play it again, but let it go.
Call 703-284-6777 for the Mind Mac podcast with Guy and Gaz. It's Tech Heaven.
Yeah, it's like right when it goes into the Tech Heaven bit is when it drops way down. And it's still down right now.
You say it comes back.
Now it's back up.
But, that's weird.
You know, at first I was thinking it was ducking because I was talking. But the last couple times I haven't said anything, and it does that duck
exactly
every single time.
Yeah.
Quack. Quack. I don't get it. Okay. Well, why don't you go and have some dinner? I'm going to have some lunch, and I've got some honeydews that my wife wants me to do before I get a chance to edit this. I'm going to edit at least the audio tonight and hopefully get it out tomorrow, because next week is going to be super busy. Yeah. My sister-in-law and her son come in Wednesday night. I've got an acupuncture appointment Wednesday afternoon.
Nice.
Then Thursday, I'm driving. Have you ever had one of those?
Nope.
It's so relaxing if you have somebody that knows what they're doing. On Thursday, I'm driving all the booze out.
It's a real pain in the ass if they don't know what
it can be. I'm driving all the booze out to the facility on Thursday. And then, of course, Friday is the rehearsal dinner. Saturday is the wedding. And then I'll be back home at some point on Sunday. But there's stuff going on every single day next week, including work. Okay, guess.
Have a lovely wedding. I hope they have a fantastic day. And I hope you have a fantastic day with them.
I do too. And again, I hope somebody is going to be recording my my speech, because it's a good speech. It really is. Probably the best speech ever.
Yeah. Well, fly me out and I'll record it for you.
Oh, thanks. Okay. No problem. Because I'm not spending any money at all. All right. Bye, guys.
Okay. Oh, the dog's come in.
Come and say hello.
Nice. Hello, Wilf. He wants to go out or something. He's like, come on. I'll poop on the carpet. Right. I swear to God I will.
I'll speak to you soon.
Okay, bye.